11. English poet John Milton. John Milton was born in London on December 9, 1608, into a middle-class family. He was educated at St. Paul's School, then at Christ's College, Cambridge, where he began to write poetry in Latin, Italian, and English, and prepared to enter the clergy. After university, however, he abandoned his plan to join the priesthood and spent the next years in his father's country home, following a rigorous course of independent study to prepare for a career as a poet. His extensive reading included both classical and modern works of religion, science, philosophy, history, politics, and literature. In addition, Milton was proficient in Latin, Greek, Hebrew, French, Spanish, and Italian, and obtained a familiarity with Old English and Dutch as well. During his period of private study, Milton composed a number of poems. In May 1638, Milton began a 13-month tour of France and Italy, during which he met important intellectuals and influential people. The Florentine academies especially appealed to Milton, and he befriended young members of the Italian literati, whose similar humanistic interests he found gratifying. During the English Civil War, Milton served as secretary for foreign languages in Cromwell's government, composing official statements defending the Commonwealth. During this time, he steadily lost his eyesight and was completely blind by 1651. He continued his duties with the aid of other assistants. In his later years, he lived the rest of his life in seclusion in the country, completing the blank verse epic poem Paradise Lost in 1667, as well as its sequel Paradise Regained and the tragedy Samson Agonist, both in 1671. Paradise Lost has had wide-reaching effect, inspiring other long poems. In his entire life, John Milton wrote in a wide range of genres, in several languages, and on an extraordinary range of subjects. He remade the moral, political, and cultural world around him. Without him, the world we live in would look different. His place in English poetry cannot be underestimated. A legend in his time and in his field.